Tell me.
This is Layla. Oop, ignore that siren. Sorry, guys. Just happened right outside the window. That's okay. On Night Train Tunes, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I have a very special guest today, so please introduce yourself, special guest.
Hey, guys. I'm Tessa.
Yeah.
Layla's roommate and best friend in the entire world.
There you go.
And favorite person.
So... Yeah. No.
What?
Welcome to the last episode, last session of Night Train Tunes for the spring 2024 season.
Oh my gosh, so honored to be on the last.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's been
show.
A wild ride. My co-host Sam is at home enjoying New York, so I thought I would bring in the reinforcements so that I didn't have to, you know, talk at the wall.
Here I am.
So here we are, and we're really excited about today's playlist. Nothing too crazy, pretty much, besides what you just heard, which was After Last Night by Silk Sonic. It's gonna be pretty much indie. And we thought we would do songs that like remind us of summer-ish.
Yeah.
What was your thought process behind this?
I mean, I was kind of taking inspo from like my last few years of summer playlists,
mm-hmm.
and also stuff I've been listening to recently to keep myself sane. through finals.
Right. No, definitely.
Just need to remind myself that summer is at the end of
this.
This.
Well, the thing about Tessa and light. I is we are never leaving. So
that's so true.
Yep. So
they can't get rid of us.
They literally cannot. Most people are gone.
Even if they tried.
By the 10th. And when I say most people, I mean like every person, because that's the day that you're supposed to move out.
Yes.
Because that's the last day of finals. Like, I think everyone has to be out by noon on the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Not us.
Nope.
Extended housing.
We will still be here, guys. Yeah,
because guess
worry.
What? We
holding
sing.
Down the fort.
Oh, did you know we
In
sing?
In case you hadn't heard.
Yeah. I've spoken about it
do
before.
Sing.
We do collegiate acapella. Like,
shocking
don't
news.
Like, don't text us. Don't call us. Like, I know you want to go on a date. But
no, I know you're obsessed, but we're just normal people at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, we're just like you, except we sing.
We just are better because
and we sing and
who
do,
said that?
No, what? But yeah, what? Anyway, we're hanging around for a bit of time. Yum. So honestly, we'll probably be doing a couple more shows, just like sub
for
slots, because
sure.
a lot of people are leaving. So there's like a lot of airtime to fill up. Why not, right?
Yep.
So yeah, you don't like be too sad. You'll probably hear from me again.
Don't stress.
If you're like on the WMFO channel a lot, I'll be around. If you're not, you know, I can't tell you when I'll be here, but I'll be here.
Yeah. When
maybe
Tessa
will be back
it.
With me. I mean, yeah.
Maybe. Who's
I
to
mean,
say? Really, who's to say?
What else are we gonna do, right?
We have nothing else planned.
We have just
guys.
Endless amounts of time. Yeah. So yeah, anyway. The next song we have is Think Fast by Dominic Fike featuring Weezer.
Yep. Banger.
This is Tessa's selection.
Yes.
So.
Big Dominic Fike fan. I love mm-hmm. this album.
Thoughts on the new album? Or like,
I haven't listened to
so
it yet. It's like a
strange.
Concept album, isn't it?
It is, because I like sat down to, I was like, oh, I'll play through it while I study.
Yeah.
And I was like, great. I start it and I realize that the whole album is like 15 minutes long. And
14 minutes, actually.
Yeah,
it's
there you go.
14 minutes.
Oh, is it really?
Yes,
I didn't even notice
that's
that.
The length.
But I like looked, I was, it like actually has the amount of songs of a real album. That's the
yes.
thing.
Yes.
It's not like
deceiving.
It's like, oh, mm-hmm. like an EP, it's yeah. gonna be 14 minutes long, right? It's like has like three mm-hmm. songs on it. No, it's actually like whatever it is, 8-9 songs. It's interesting. I kind of just wish they were full-length songs though, because I like them. But
I know
I understand
that's the worst,
like,
is when you really like a song
and it's like a
but
minute
it's
long.
Just super short. I feel that way with a lot of his songs, like King of Everything should be longer.
I agree.
Fire song, but it just ends
so I guess
too
he's,
quickly.
He's just like that. Kind
yeah.
of. This is a normal length song that we're about to play, so
yes.
don't worry
don't
too much.
Don't stress. This album just, I mean, it's called Sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
Gives me summer vibes.
I agree. You know I was obsessed
oh,
with
yes.
Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
Oh
I
my god.
I had a hyperfixation on that song.
Yeah,
big
if you
time.
Haven't listened to that song.
Last summer.
You should. It's so, so good.
Yes.
But yeah, we're just gonna ease y'all into some Dominic Fike, and then we're gonna keep it going with some more indie coming up. So yeah, enjoy.
I cry, I sing, I leave. This place was bad for me. What's worse, what stings, I saw her in the garden with the snakes. She said, think fast, you only get one try. Sleep tight, I wanna get sunshine. Wake up. You know we got things to see. She talks and nothing makes sense. It's not a puzzle. It must be nonsense. If it's not a puzzle, then what's she talking about? I will find out. I will wake up, find out. I will think fast, you only get try. Sleep tight, I wanna get sunshine. Wake up, you know we got things to see. She talks and nothing makes sense.
She said two is our odd number, views involved. I laugh, Louis C.K. scumbag, Louis Vuitton. I think life is a game, I'm just playing along. I had something to say, then forgot what it was. Back then I grew up next to you, all insecure. If you knew what I was in for, I wouldn't be standing with you. Back then you knew what you
you were doing. How could you act like everything would be simple? Everything could be. I wrote rules the wrong ways, had blues and long days, had clues to dead ends. I'd lose and lost faith. I bruised up my face. She kissed it, go away. My wrist, I made work. I kept my pay first. Like, I hold my head. She sings to me. I go forget.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was Sure Don't Miss You by The Dip.
Love The Dip.
The Dip.
The Dip. Great, great band name.
It's a great
band
name.
I also really
name.
Like their song Adeline.
No, I like that vibe. It's kind of like a like brass tracks kind of thing going on.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know what? The thing about summer music that's so different from every other season that I listen to music is that it's just like happy.
Yeah,
every other season I'm listening to like
it's sad, it's depressing.
Yeah, and if not sad and depressing, like it's angry.
Yes,
like, it's not like
it's. I think that might be a reflection of the moods that I'm experiencing.
Yeah. No, it's
throughout the year,
certainly
versus over the summer,
and like even spring is usually a little bit better.
It's a little better, but
go to the winter playlist.
Oh my gosh.
It's like
you don't
we're not
see
even
that.
Trying to fight seasonal depression. Like we're working towards it.
No,
you know?
Like exacerbating
actively. Like, yes, like quite.
It's not helping.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I feel like people always say that certain artists' music is just sad, so they don't listen to it. And I just think it can be kind of cathartic if I'm upset.
Oh my god,
to
you
listen
should take
to
the class that I took this semester. You literally sound like you know who said that? Oh. Plato. She's literally
Plato.
Oh my god.
Wow. And I've always said that we're kind of the same person.
You and Plato.
Yeah.
Do you feel like
we have a lot of similarities,
maybe
I think.
You are him reincarnated.
Thoughts? I mean, I don't want to say it.
It's like Plato like, kind of was a teenage girl. Well, I guess you're not a teenager anymore.
That's true.
Oh, I'll still
so
call
weird.
You a teenage girl.
No, I feel like I am at heart.
Well, yeah. I mean,
honestly.
You know. But, yeah. You know, what's 20 years old? Might as well be 16,
don't
right?
Don't remind me. That's so scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think it doesn't really make me sad. Like, when I listen to Phoebe Bridgers or, you know,
like
Gracie.
Like Lizzie McAlpine.
Yeah, I'm not feeling sad. I'm just like, oh, this is so emotional and so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I am one of those people who can't listen to...
Really?
Yeah, because I'm really like indie music. I like do not listen to Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah.
I listen to... Emotional Motion Sickness, but that's like one of her least
true. That's probably one of her
songs.
Happier
yeah, exactly. It's
songs,
one of her more upbeat
even
songs.
Even though if you listen to the lyrics,
I know. Yeah,
it's
but like
really,
the beat and rhythm of it
yeah,
is
exactly.
one of her happier
like Kyoto,
songs.
Like Kyoto, that's kind of.
I
all.
Listen to that too.
Yeah,
those are the only two that I listen
two
to.
Happy
yes,
songs.
Literally, those are the only two I listen
yeah.
to.
And
then, and
even then
I
it's
don't
like
listen
her
to Lizzie
dad didn't call
oh,
on
yeah.
her birthday.
No, yeah, it's like just don't listen too hard.
Yeah, no, don't just
don't like read into the lyrics.
Just
vibe
with it
exactly. Yeah, no, I really don't listen to Lizzie McAlpine. I listen to a little bit of Gracie Abrams, once again, in the winter.
She
once
is so winter
it's summer,
noted.
I will not be playing
That's
it.
Fair, that's fair.
But that's also just me. I, like, I don't know. I've also just been off my game with indie lately. I've been really just listening to, like, Afrobeats,
okay.
rap.
And country.
And country music.
Yeah.
Actually, those are the only three that
that's
I've been listening
wild.
To. Which is, like, who am I? Like, if
yeah,
high school
know.
Me saw me now... She'd be like,
she'd be like, you're unrecognizable.
And she like didn't know what school I went to. She'd be like,
yeah.
oh, so you went to like,
no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't
like,
matter yeah, exactly. If she had to guess just based on your playlist,
she would be extremely confused.
She'd be so.
She'd be
wrong.
Like, oh, right. So the EA to UVA worked
I like
out.
How,
I guess.
Yeah, I like how going to Tufts actually
radicalized
yeah.
me in the other direction.
Yeah.
no,
this
not
what happens
not with
when
rap
you date
and
someone
Afrobeats.
From Mississippi.
It's not actually what happens. Like, actually, he hates the music I listen to.
He is.
Oh, he like in reality resents like the whole thing.
Yeah.
So,
but you know what? You
he,
enjoy
like,
it,
only
and that's
to, like,
all that
David Bowie. Like, he's just like not even close to what I'm listening to.
Yeah.
But what can I say? You know, it's just
it's funny
what
how
I'm
things
up
work
to.
Out.
It really is silly how those things happen. Speaking of rap. Have you been reading and listening to the beef, the big old beef?
I listened to Euphoria. I haven't been super.
You haven't listened to any of the other
it.
Ones?
No, but I heard that Drake dropped another.
They each dropped like three.
Diss track.
Actually, I think they
I'm
did
not
each drop three.
That,
because Drake
lie.
Dropped Push Ups, Family Matters.
Okay.
And. Or Family Ties.
Oh,
sorry.
Right.
Family Ties. And.
No, Family Matters. Yeah.
Family Matters. Right. Okay. That's what I thought. And then he dropped a third one on Twitter last night.
On Twitter?
Yeah, it's not on Spotify. It's on Twitter.
What?
And then Kendrick dropped Euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped Meet the Grams. And he dropped, it's like Not Like Us, I think. Not Like,
I'm looking.
I think it's some.
Not Like Us.
Not Like Us. Okay, wait, I'm like so clued into this beat.
You are.
So they each dropped
You're
three, which
date.
Is an like unreal amount of songs to drop
That's
in a
crazy.
Week against like another rapper and like
I
name
know.
Dropping and it's like not
I
veiled
know.
At all like even like Nicki Minaj
it's
and
so
Megan
obvious.
Only dropped one against each other so this is crazy
the beef is real
the beef is insane I have never
I just
like
think
seen
it's
two
funny.
Rappers
I just
well,
think
okay.
it's silly
I think it is kind of silly because it's not like I don't know I obviously am like not into the culture right so like I cannot speak on like their personal relationship but if you think about like Biggie and Tupac like they died like I'm not saying they died from their beef like it remains to be seen like they haven't caught them but like they literally were dead like the game was crazy they died young and their beef was like if you listen to like the stuff that Tupac dropped against Biggie it's like ooh, like some of the things you're saying, it's like, oh my God, like, whoa. And like, yes, the things that they're
no
saying
joke.
Are like that, but they feel more petty
I,
in the way
that's
where
the way
like,
I describe it too. I think it's so, that's why I haven't really been tuned in because I'm just like, this is just petty.
Yeah, it they're does feel petty. Well, they're like,
don't like
and
each other.
You have a daughter and she's in
and
hiding.
Nobody
and
knows.
You never told anyone about your daughter. And
it's like
okay. And then apparently Drake said that that's not true and it's a line that he fed Kendrick to see if he would like release it. I don't know if that's true. Guys, I don't know. I'm, like, not... I'd need to do more digging. But it's really interesting to, like, listen to the
lyrics.
That
would be crazy if... Huge if true.
I don't know. I think... Because Drake has been, like, yeah, I don't have a daughter. Like, I just do not have a daughter. And that was a lie.
Wow.
So, I don't know, guys. If you are interested in that, like, we can't... It would be crazy to do a show where I just played, like, that stuff. But since
just
3:25 p.m., I can't... No, low-key, I've been listening to a ton of diss tracks, like... Killshot by Eminem, which is against Machine Gun Kelly, is the most brutal diss track of all time.
Does he just
he
rip
into lays
him.
Into him. It's like insane. It's also like that's like taking like
no mercy
Aretha Franklin against like I don't know what's like some horrible singer of today. Like I don't know JoJo Siwa. Like, it's like it's like okay.
Yeah.
Like that's not even remotely the like. Okay,
I was gonna say because they're just not on the same
not even close
field.
But it's
all.
Like that's the thing is Machine Gun Kelly is like yeah like I'm also a white rapper. But it's like no,
it's like Jack.
Stop
He's
right
like,
there,
Jack Harlow's. Like we're the same.
Like we are the same. Like
no. But also I don't know why he would. I feel like he's kind of punching down, you know?
Eminem. Well,
yeah.
That's the thing is, I think Machine Gun Kelly did it first, and I think that was one
I would
thing
almost
that
just ignore him.
People were saying was like, okay, why are you like?
Exactly.
You're literally
why
one of the top.
Him?
On
he's
like
trying to get
most
a response
lists,
out of
he's
you.
One of the top five rappers of all time.
Exactly. So there's, it's not threatening.
It's not
to him, right?
It's not. But I think
he
it's
knows
almost
that he's
funny
nowhere,
because
yeah.
it's like
he's probably
he releases
himself.
This like, yeah, honestly, he's like. You know, I think he's like 45. Mm-hmm. No, maybe he's like 50 now. And he's like just looking for something to
I mean,
do.
Yeah.
Trying to go back to his battle
just
rap
keeping
days.
Keeping himself busy.
It's just an opportunity to
right?
like, you know.
Because he can just, you
do
know,
it. Just
write
drop
that
it really easy. It's
so
also like,
quickly.
I think like a 6-minute song. Like it's not even like a little thing. Like the whole thing is about
Dude.
Him. And it's like, it's crazy.
That's wild.
That's another song. Honestly, maybe I'll take a late night slot at some time this week and just play rap diss tracks.
Honestly,
I think that would be
so
really
many,
fun.
You could
there's
easily
so many amazing ones.
Slot.
Are you kidding me? No Vaseline by Ice Cube is like also an
she knows
insane
all of the
song. I do. I just like it's finals week, right? What do you think
also,
I've been using to hide myself up? like literally,
you
just
like to your professors?
Oh,
right
like
now?
Actually,
yeah.
Beef.
Channeling
just kidding. Love
anger.
You guys. Love
no,
you guys,
much
but
love.
Like, I can't. I'm
yeah.
you know, not feeling the love. Anyway, after talking about rap for like a million years,
just
we're gonna
the opposite
head
vibe
back to what we were playing before, and we're gonna play "Take a Walk" by Passion Pit. Big switch up, but iconic summer track.
Such a classic.
I'm gonna let it speak for itself. Probably recognize this one.
Fine. Let's talk about it. Started
Bubba Bang.
Disco Man by Remy Wolf from
Summer Anthem.
Summer Anthem, to be honest. From the album I'm Allergic to Dogs. And I personally can relate to that. So I really, really
yes.
love that EP. Sorry, not album, EP.
Did you feel seen?
Yeah, I honestly do. I feel seen and heard.
I'm so glad.
You know.
Remy was truly speaking to you.
Yeah, it can be really difficult, you know?
Yeah.
It actually is so sad when I haven't taken like an Allegra that day and everyone's like, oh my God, meet my dog. And I just have to like seem like the worst person alive. Yeah. Like, I don't want to touch your dog. And it's like, yeah, like no, it's because like, I'm literally, my face is going to blow up.
Yeah. You're like, I'm so love sorry. Your dog. I can't. They're so cute, like, but I will.
Yeah. It's not good for me.
Not good things will happen.
But like, if I've taken my Allegra, like,
yeah.
Dog Central.
Of course. I think the album that she did that was like remixes mm-hmm. of this songs is called We Love Dogs.
Yeah.
If and I'm that's not how mistaken. I feel. Like, so that's your two that. Moods, no, whether exactly. you've taken Allegra or not.
Right. Yeah. That's just how I feel. Okay, it's PSA time.
Okay. Here we go, guys. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? Right? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So, if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you for that.
Of course, I just want to spread the word.
Me personally, I have one of those like slidey things where like you can uncover it and recover it. Because I FaceTime my dad and sister exclusively off my computer because it stresses me out when it's like a tiny like screen. I do it sometimes, but it's like, I just, that's not a life-size person. My computer, however, is. So, that's recommend. Fair. Anyway.
I don't have anything on mine, so I guess they can just see what I'm doing. They're just spying on me all the time.
Well, it's like also like, whatever. Enjoy the show. Like, exactly. I'm really interesting and entertaining.
I'm so fun to hang out with. So, I'm just doing them a favor.
Like, I'm not talking to myself. I'm talking to my
Exactly. I'm not just sitting camera. In my room mumbling to myself. Like, no, I'm talking to my friend an audience. Through the camera.
No, like, literally my friend my over audience.
The U.S. government.
Yeah, no, right, exactly.
We're like so tight.
Oh, like me and him like this.
Yes.
But
day one.
Literally my day one. Really quickly, just not to talk too much because I do want to get through the rest of our song. I just want to say I just found out that today is the Met Gala, which Tessa just saw me find this out.
Yeah, I saw this in real time. She was so excited.
I'm really excited. I love the Met Gala because I love watching like flop or hit. You know,
yes.
YouTube videos. And I love watching people, especially who are not qualified reviews. To speak on it.
I love, my favorite thing is Cody Ko and I know, Kelsey Kreppel.
I know, I really like them, but I also like people who
Met
it's
Gala
like,
reviews.
It's like, who even are you?
Like, yeah, I just, it's like find they're them. Not even a famous person. No, they just felt I like love giving it. Their opinions.
And it's like, I love that. Like,
I want to know what everyone thinks
we can
about.
Unite in judgment.
It's one of the rare moments where
we can all judge.
We can all come together.
Exactly. I'm really
excited to see. And either praise or trash
a celebrity who I don't know personally.
Yes.
Who, you know, I have no
better.
Authority to speak
there's
on.
Something better.
Really excited to see Zendaya's outfit. She's coming. She didn't come last year.
Do you think it will be... Well, I guess it has to go with the theme. Because she's been wearing all these tennis-inspired outfits
I know,
for the Challengers
but I
press
think it'll
tour.
Be more...
It'll probably be...
Like, it'll be something completely
topical,
different.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see what she pulls out. Because she always just really cooks it up.
Absolutely. I'm excited to see which... random influencers
oh my god are invited
show up and are invited
that one year that Addison Rae was there and everyone was like so
why
what
is she doing?
I don't like
who
that it just feels
her?
Like why are we like influencers who have a genuine like impact and connection or connection
absolutely.
To the fashion world I'm like oh, this makes sense
yeah
but like
others I'm like
I don't
not
know
so much
it's just like why would I care
yeah, like what you.
Why do I care in general? Is a real question, but you know, whatever.
That's fair.
All right, let's jump into "Razor Teeth" by Royal Otis.
I've been listening to this song a lot lately.
Good.
I don't know how I found it, but it's a bop.
I love Royal Otis.
Yeah.
Boy, it's just in my pocket. Great song.
Yeah. So true.
All right. Enjoy.
Creep up on the window seat. things fade like the scent of a brand new car. Why would I ever fall in love again when every detail's over the guardrail? Say you climb your way out of your wake now. Say you climb.
Boxcar like you wanted, awaited, you called it, you never made it. I'm just sad alone, trying to pick it up and move along. You said you're ready for a long time, but you're on a road of making fine. Let me be no other, living like another, sipping, and I'll be fine. But then I'm coming off again, wouldn't even remember that same look you're hiding there. I never seem to knock it anyhow, knock it back in pow. Amazing, I cave in, cause all my worries slip away again. One for the party, baby, up on the road drumming, not back a drink, there's nobody on. Waking up Monday only to realize that your Saturday self ain't one you like. But I get by, don't you know?
Baby, go.
All right, guys. So you are listening to Give Up, Baby, Go by Peach Pit right now, which was Tessa's last selection. She actually had to leave because she is working a shift over at the library. So I am going to be closing us out today. And our last song is going to be This Must Be the Place by Sure Sure, which is a cover, of course. And you guys will, if you know the original, hear some similarities and then lots of differences with how they kind of indie-ified it. But yeah, so just a little something to say. For anyone who has listened today or to any of our shows this year, I want to thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed playing music for you and chatting. And we will be back in the fall, so yeah, stay tuned for what our new time slot is going to be. I do not know. But yeah, I also will be back likely at least two more times this week. So keep your ears peeled. Keep listening. And maybe you'll find me on some corner of WMFO. So yeah, with that being said, please enjoy this last song. And please enjoy the lovely weather this Monday. Bye-bye now.
lifted up her wings. Guess that this must be the place. Oh, I can't.